This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study today, we will look for promises to claim in Romans chapters 14 and 15. Whenever you feel as though you are slipping or falling into compromise or discouragement, remember what Paul says in Romans 14:4, "The Lord is able to make him stand." This promise helps when facing the criticism of those who disagree with us on disputable matters. This promise is preceded by another in verse 3, "God has accepted him." If you live consistent before God with convictions you have in a disputable area of behavior, God will accept you, even if fellow believers don't. He will enable you to stand. In verse 8, Paul affirms this, "Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord." This is the ultimate grounds for our hope concerning the future. Hope is mentioned a number of times in this portion of Romans. The Old Testament scriptures were written, according to Romans 15:5, to teach us that God will enable us to endure and be encouraged by his promises so that we might have hope. The promise is that if we study the scriptures and learn what God has planned for us, we will find hope growing and becoming stronger. Jesus Christ lived his life committed to the truth revealed in the Old Testament to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs. The unique promise Paul referred to is that the Gentiles would also come to faith and be blessed with this hope. Do you live your life with the assurance of being accepted, enabled to stand for God, and filled with the hope of eternal life? God wants you to claim these precious promises. And to review these messages, you can do so by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.